Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the lady gang. Do we have a treat for you today?
Holy crap, Akeed.
I almost don't even want to do the beginning of this because we have the best guest ever.
Not even worth it.
But in the meantime, I'm Becca Tobin, actress and blogger. Across from me is Kelty Knight, entertainment journalist. To my right is Jack Vanek, clothing designer, it girl. We're ready.
And we're ready. Let's just jump back.
Wait, I do have one quick question. This is very important. What's your favorite type of ice cream?
Mint chocolate chip.
Mine is Rocky Road.
I love that bubblegum, but I don't ever have it.
That sounds disgusting.
That's so gross.
Like, there's actual bubblegum in it?
Yeah, I was a kid, but I haven't eaten ice cream in a long time.
Okay.
Yeah, but I also, like, whatever, mint chip, but
okay.
I gotta go.
All right.
Here.
It's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
My good week this week is I figured out how lizards have sex.
Oh, my God.
And I got a firsthand look at it. I always wondered, where was the penis, you know?
A lot of animals.
I wonder that with most animals. But
yeah,
like, lizards
can't see the penises.
Strange.
Yeah, so here's what happened.
It just pops out.
So lizards down on her fours, and other lizard comes across. So it's 69.
Mm-hmm. But they're both facing down.
Facing down, yeah. And he wraps his tail around her tail, so they're connected by tail.
I feel gross.
Tail to tail. And then they rub the tail area together, and that's it.
How is that
She
sex?
Looks like she hates it.
I'm sure she does, like most of us.
Where's the penis?
I still didn't see the penis.
It's
I think it might secrete and then just a hole. Maybe there's not an actual peen.
That's
I
gross.
Like that.
Anyway.
It's a good week.
I was pretty excited when I was like, ooh, look, two lizards. And I was like, wait, what? Dun, 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 dun.
They went to Sexico.
All
right.
It was amazing. Bad week. So I'm driving on the 101. Mm-hmm. And
the end. That's a bad week.
Bye. So I have a little tiny white Mini Cooper. And I'm driving to the weed store to buy weed for my dog. And I'm kind of stressed out about this. It's my first time. And I'm driving and I'm like, oh my gosh, look at that big truck ahead of me. And out of the back of the truck, like a big semi truck, comes an entire slab of plywood.
Oh,
it was
fuck.
Like a scene from the tornado movie with Helen Hunt,
yeah.
Twister. And it was like, like flying.
Died. I know.
No, listen. And I was like, oh my God, in my head, I'm like, the plywood's going to hit me in the windshield. The plywood hit the middle of the hood of my Mini Cooper, which when you have a Mini Cooper, your hood is like, what, 2 feet? And then it bounced off my car.
Oh my
If I had been going one little mile faster, or the wind had been one little bit different, it would have gone right through me and cut off my head.
Damn, did it like mess up your car?
It just gave a dent. And then I was like, did that just happen? Did I have a near-death experience?
That's terrifying.
And I was like,
destination.
It was so weird. And then I texted my mom. I was like, a piece of plywood almost just killed me on the 101. She's like, see, LA's horrible.
Shit.
Anyway.
That's scary.
I don't like that.
I feel like it was bleak. Like, it wasn't an entertaining bad week. It was, like, legitimately
no, like
a bad week.
You almost died. Yeah. I'll go. So I usually don't give a shit about celebrity sightings. Like, Justin Timberlake could be standing next to me and I probably wouldn't even notice. But I was at Coachella the other week and I saw Leo and it was very...
He's the most underwhelming star sighting that I ever have.
Really?
He's so, like,
oh my God,
mushy and sweaty all
the
time.
He's puffy.
He's very... I've always thought he was puffy. But the funniest thing is... I was waiting in line at the bar and nobody really noticed him because he was like wearing the cap and he was like kind of in the line. He got to the front of the line and everybody that was working at this bar, like 20 people, stopped what they're doing and just like jaw on the floor and just stared at him. Nobody was working.
That seems weird for Coachella bartenders because they see everybody.
I know. It was like they saw a freaking unicorn.
It's because you can't believe that he's not good looking in person.
That's actually what it is. You're like, wait, my vagina's dry right now? What's happening?
You can't believe how
Jack?
Kind of ugly he is.
Is that you? Jack, I won't let go. Wait, I'm letting go. Bye.
I'm definitely letting go because you're going to capsize this door.
That must be what everybody's thinking.
It must be.
For sure. Nobody's starstruck at all.
What was your bad week? Seeing Leo?
My bad week.
Realizing that Leo and you were not meant to be because he's not hot in real life.
Yeah, I know. It really...
Sorry, allegedly.
It really hit my dreams. So my bad week... I got a spray tan recently, and after you get a spray tan, you can't wear, like, tight clothes because it can, like, rub off your spray tan.
Thank you, Dr. Vanek.
Sometimes Becca's a doctor, sometimes I'm a doctor, you know? So I got my spray tan. I put on like some sweatpants and like a crop sweatshirt. And
a crop sweatshirt?
Oh my God. Who
this
makes
is crazy.
A crop sweatshirt?
This is insane.
Brandy Melville, and I should not be shopping there because I'm like
15
year old.
10 years out of that. Continue.
I like their sweatshirts.
Crop sweatshirts.
I'm wearing this cropped sweatshirt walking down the street, and I'm passing like this group of like really hot guys. I never see hot guys ever in like real life, and I'm like, oh damn, they're so hot. Right as I like walk past them, a gust of wind comes and lifts my hoodie, covering my face, exposing my bronzed boobs.
No.
To this group of very attractive men.
What did they do?
At first, well, so they're like, hey, ooh, because I was so damn bronzed, like
that
I was
Magda.
I was probably offensive to some people how bronze I was.
Oh my God.
So it was not a good exposed booby.
What have you learned, Jack?
Wear a bra?
Don't wear a cropped sweatshirt.
With no bra underneath.
I couldn't wear a bra. It would rub off my spray tan.
Oh, Jesus.
You know?
All right. Well, okay. My good week, since we're talking about celebrity sightings, I'm the same way where I really actually don't care about seeing people. But for some reason, in the Atlanta airport, I was boarding my flight to fly back to L.A. and Chase Crisley, Todd Crisley's son... was on my flight.
That's a real stretch for the celebrity of it all.
But here's the thing.
I had to, like, guess who that was.
I just love that family so, so, so much. And to me, it was exciting.
Did you talk to him?
No, I just stared at him. And then I realized, I had a sad moment where I realized that he's so young. There's no way he would have even noticed me because I'm officially in that, like, old lady category.
How old is he?
He's, like, 16 or 17.
Oh, he's like a child.
But in my mind, I still felt like, oh, maybe he'll check me out. And then I was like, wait, I'm not even, like, remotely close to his
like,
age.
I'm his mom's age.
Now I'm scared to have children because I'm just going to, like, think they're
you're going to be the cool
gonna,
mom.
Like, cool mom in, like, a bikini. And they're like, this is creepy. But I see how you get there. I see it.
Mm-hmm.
You forget how old you are. But that was exciting for me. My bad week was also took place at the airport. I am walking in to the airport bathroom, and I see this woman filling up a squirt bottle, like a little, like, looks like, like you squeeze it and it shoots out water, whatever.
Weird.
She's filling it up in the sink with warm water, and then she takes it into the stall with her.
Is she giving herself an enema?
I don't know if she was giving herself an enema. I don't know if she was cleaning off, like, if maybe
poop.
In her culture, she, like, takes a poop, and then if she doesn't have a bidet, she, like, uses a squirt
but
bottle.
But she was filling it up with the water from the airplane?
No, the, like, in the airport.
Even. Oh,
like,
same.
The sink.
Same.
But I was like...
Not as bad as an airplane water, though.
And then all I could think about was someone, like, pooping in the airport bathroom and then using a squirt bottle to, like, clean themselves. And
butt.
I just, in my mind,
it's like a travel bidet.
Whatever it is. And I'm like... Whatever happened to a baby wipe. Like, just get
or
a baby
toilet
wipe.
Paper?
Or toilet paper. But I understand that need to be a little cleaner. What if you're getting on a long flight and you have, like, you know, to go to the bathroom?
Right.
Like, get a baby wipe. Like, a squirt bottle, it grossed me out so much and gave me the worst visual.
And then it's, like, near your butt and then
do
the
people
poop
do
gets
this?
On it.
Yeah.
Is this a thing?
This
Let
a
us
thing.
Know at the lady.
Travelbidet.com?
Yeah.
Like,
squirt bottle. Okay, so what's coming up, Kelty?
I'm so nervous. I'm going to pee my pants.
She's like how I was when Ryan Murphy came on. Nervous. AF.
Raise a glass with the Lady Gang.
Our guest today is an international icon. Since 2009, he's hosted the greatest show on television, RuPaul's Drag Race, winning himself an Emmy in 2016. It's recently moved to VH1 from Logo and is so successful in its new debut that season 10 has already been ordered. Thank God. His 1993 hit song, Supermodel, You Better Work, is legendary. And I know we have all heard his voice in our heads saying, now turn to the left. Now turn to the right. His other hits have mirror messages written all over them, looking good, feeling gorgeous, and a shady. Now Prance and Snapshot. He's released 11 albums overall, and he's the first ever supermodel drag queen, and he made us all buy MAC lipsticks before we even knew what a drag queen was. He hosted his own talk show, game show, and is a judge on another show we love, Skin Wars. He's also the single best thing, Becca Tobin says, on Girl Boss on Netflix, the single best thing. And he also hosts a podcast, RuPaul, What's the Tea with Michelle Visage, which is fabulous. And you guys should definitely be subscribing to tide you over until the next Tuesday when there's another Lady Gang. There's 500 things more I want to say, but this is already the longest intro in the whole world.
Ever.
And you guys know how anal I am, and I could just keep going and going and going. Please stop listening to my annoying voice, and please start listening to the brilliance of RuPaul.
Oh,
yay, welcome.
I love that. It's very kind
but
of you.
But here, Rue, I literally had to shorten this by like 7 pages. There's all the things we didn't even talk about.
Well, you know what it's like in Hollywood? You really do have to keep it going because, man, they will forget about you. So I rarely turn down a job. And I, you know, whatever. Also, I told someone this earlier today, is that I like to stay busy so that I can get ahead of the voices. So I can drown out the voices.
Right.
Because they, you know, they come back and they try to say, you think you're something. Don't ya? You know that saboteur.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So and
yeah.
The darkness is always in my peripheral. I can't say that word. My peripheral vision. Yes.
First of all, I want to talk about Drag Race first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was just recently in London with some of our London Lady Gangers.
London, Kentucky?
London, England.
Kentucky.
And we had like a 30-minute conversation about who we thought was going to win, who was the best, and I want to say Valentina is going to take it this year, but then she only has been doing drag for such a short time. Would it be like unfair for her to win?
No, you know, in the competition, if you're in the competition, everybody has a fair shot at it, you know, and so it depends on how well you do in the challenges. You know, sometimes some vets like Charlie Hides, mm-hmm. you know, who's been around for a long time, he slipped up in one of the challenges and is already gone.
How long does it take you to change from suit fabulous into like full zhuzh to walk the runway?
Well, it could take about an hour and a half, but I like to take a lot longer just because I can. Yeah. No, it could take, you know, an hour and a half to get together. Just like really anybody. It has less to do with being a man than it does with wanting to really sort of rev myself up for the runway.
Can you please tell us, all the ladies here, how to get that under eye situation because no one does it better than a drag queen.
Right.
What
right.
is the product? What is the technique?
What's your secret?
Well, you're talking about the highlight under the eye. You know, if you're not careful, you can come out looking like a raccoon, you know,
mm-hmm.
or you could come out looking like, you know, it could go really bad really easily. The trick to having a highlight under the eyes is to not go too light. Now, I've been guilty of going too light. I've been guilty of everything, by the way. But,
but that's amazing.
They can't make this charges stick, not at this point. So, but, you know, everything with glamour, being a glamazon, has to do with practice, practice, practice. Everybody's looking for a shortcut. The truth is, you got to be in it to win it. And while you're in it, you're going to make lots of mistakes.
Has there ever been a time that you've gotten ready and you felt like, I can't go out tonight? Like a, you know?
No. Because drag isn't, it's more of an attitude. And then when I talk about taking a long time to get ready, that has more to do with revving yourself up and getting the attitude right. Mm-hmm. Because like with most things, it's all between your ears. If you believe it, we can see it. You know, when we play charades, or now we play dirty charades, which is, we won't get into that, but...
That's the after show.
It's right? The after show. You know, if you're playing charades and you want your team to get the clue or whatever, if you can see it in your head, your team can see it. Right. And that's true with so many things in life.
Mm, I like that.
I know.
No, I'm telling you, the wisdom drops are just going to start falling from
it's
the
like
ceiling.
Droplet.
And we're just going to be blessed by RuPaul.
The thing about that is I didn't come up with any of these things. I just happen to remember them. And I'm saying them out loud so that I can remind myself. That's the key. You know, you talked about the voices earlier. Mm-hmm. It's an ongoing dialogue to keep my head above water, so to speak, to keep myself, to keep that balance. Because being a sweet, sensitive soul, what happens is you can feel everything. You feel everything. And if you focus on the darkness, that's what you'll get. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be careful of your power. So, you know, you have to constantly do the mantras and all that stuff.
But I think there is something about working in Hollywood. You have to be a badass, too.
Yeah.
Because no one gets 10 seasons of a show without having to be a boss. Right, by just being so friendly and so lovely. So that's got to be hard, too, right?
It is hard, but life is hard. You know, people talk about, you know, they want messages for young people and children, you know, teenagers who are coming up. The truth is, you can't baby safe the world. It's a hard life. Even if you don't want to be in show business, even if you don't want to be a boss, even if you just want to take care of your own business and glide by, it's still hard. Mm-hmm. Life is hard. So, you know, 10 seasons into the show, the truth of the matter is I get to work with these friends of mine who I met 30 years ago, who we still work together, and we get each other, and we could finish each other's sentences, and having a support team, finding your tribe. And we'll talk about DragCon a little bit later, too, but which is all about finding your tribe. That's what college is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's supposed to be a situation when you find your constituents and your comrades, and it does happen. College just happened to be the East Village in the 80s, you know?
Yeah. And that's literally my next question. You were someone who brought something that was sort of underground into the public eye, and you were the first, you know? And now every girl on Instagram has the eyebrows, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you really were such a trailblazer, and the bravery and courage just to be yourself is just overwhelming. And then the fact that you pushed it into show business, how did that come from, and what was the moment, you know, we always say on our show, like the Hollywood heartbreak, what was the moment you thought, you know what, I'm done, I'm going to go do this quietly by myself and not be the center of attention?
Well, that happens every day, by the way.
Not the truth.
I'm sure.
But, you know, the courage part of it, honestly, I didn't have a choice. You know, I was either going to live or die. And that's really the bottom line. My mother was really, really punk rock. She was an anti-establishment type of gal. And she was someone who would always question authority. She actually, I saw a psychic years ago, over 20 years ago, who told me that my mother was world weary. And talk about the darkness. She had the darkness. And she wanted to... She knew that I was a sweet, sensitive soul like herself, and she wanted to protect me. And she didn't know how to protect me, but she did bestow upon me the idea of doing your things. You know, she's famous for saying, unless they pay on your bills, pay them bees, no mine.
Mere message. Unless they pay your bills, pay those bees no mind.
That's right.
That's
right.
Love it. That's good.
It's hard to live by, you know, because we are sweet, sensitive souls, and we are affected by what other people say. But when you consider the source, when you understand where someone's negativity is really coming from, it has nothing to do with you. It's actually, it has everything to do with them. You know, and then you're able to deflect any type of negativity.
Mm-hmm. What's your ish moment? In this whole career, what is the moment that you were it?
Well, you know what? It's funny. My In 93, the Supermodel came out on my birthday in 92. And by the beginning of 93, things were starting to happen. And I was visiting my mother in San Diego at the time. And she was literally on her deathbed at the time. And we were, I knew that this Kurt Loder MTV report was going to come on about me. And we were sitting up in bed waiting for it to come on. And when it finally came on, she looked at me, I looked at her, and she said, N-word, you are crazy.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. And it was funny because before I was born, when she was pregnant with me, she saw a psychic, runs in the family, who said, well, it's going to be a boy, and he's going to be famous. So I grew up with that that knowledge, and I went into show business. I did all the thing. So that moment when we both looked at each other and said, and she said that to me, we both knew that the prophecy had come true.
Wow. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's so cool.
It was cool. It was great.
That's amazing.
And she's since passed away.
Yeah. She actually, after that, I think she was, she had about 2 more months left after that.
Wow.
She went on to Paris.
Aww.
We say that's what we call
it. Love it.
She moved on to Paris.
So much. Love it. Okay, so if you guys follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you know that Hobo, the love of my life dog, is coming to the end of her life.
No.
And I've been trying to spoil her rotten. And one of the things I did when I found out that she was, you know, not doing so well is I got the subscription to BarkBox. And let me tell you, there's a toy that came in her BarkBox 2 months ago that is like a wonton, like a Chinese food package. And then the dog has to like rip open the Velcro and there's like 3 little wonton squeaky toys inside.
That's cute.
And swear to God, I'm like, do you want to have the wonton, Hobo? And she comes over and she loves it. And I never realized how much my dog was going to love having new toys all the time. I just thought she like had her old favorites, but she gets so excited and I let her rip open the box. Anyway, BarkBox is the jam. It's a delivery of 4 to 6 treats and super fun toys curated around a surprise theme each month. So basically you go online and you tell them how big your dog's bark is. You choose a plan, 1, 6, or 12 month plans. You can cancel anytime. The shipping is free. It's so cute and so exciting. So go right now to BarkBox.com/lady, and when you subscribe for a 6 or 12 month plan, you're getting an extra month free. BarkBox.com/lady.
You're listening to the Lady Gang.
I love a mirror message, which I consider like an inspirational quote you put on your mirror in your bathroom to remind yourself how great you are. Your show has mirror messages that are more of a farewell, but do you have a mirror message?
Absolutely. My mother keeps coming up again. She collected sayings, and she had a lot
love
of crazy sayings. Like one of my favorites from her was, I don't lend, I don't borrow, and I don't visit.
I love your mom.
Yeah.
Your mom's the jam.
Well, you know, and she had this one that we still don't even know what it means, but it sounds good. She has one, and I actually put it in my song Geronimo. She says, blind Tom said, sight beat the world, and we shall see. Have no idea what that means.
So deep, I don't even get it.
Yeah. It sounds amazing.
Like, yeah, it sounds so, like, it. My life just changed.
I think that I'm going to start living by that, right?
Ooh, new mantra.
Yeah.
I love that so
but
much.
But I think if you dissect it, blind Tom, who could not see, and if he had the faith that we will all see one day, I think it means the truth will come to pass. Mm. I'm assuming, right? But anyway, so
I,
in the family tradition, I've always collected sayings. I say, if you're born naked and the rest is drag. Mm-hmm. And I say, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? That's right.
Love that.
And so I've collected these things and turned them into songs and all this kind of stuff. So again, sweet, sensitive souls have to arm themselves with the knowledge and reminders. You know in the movie Inception, where they go into the dream, but they have what they call little totems mm-hmm. that they carry into the dream with them to remind them who they are and what's really happening. Mm-hmm. And these sayings serve as totems in our life so that we – and good friends and your tribe will also remind you because we get sidetracked.
Yeah.
And it's just part of it. You know, we're sensitive. So the sayings serve as totems.
I just hear Rue in my mind every single day. And don't bleep it up. And don't bleep it up. I'm like, that's my –
yeah.
I have a couple more questions. Number one, are you pissed about Lip Sync Battle?
You know,
it's a ripoff.
It is. You know what? It is. It is. But the truth is, that's the nature of the business. And the truth is, we have plenty of ideas. We have,
I feel like we're fine.
Yeah, we have tons of ideas. If you can take something to the finish line that I said, or if you could finish my sentence, go for it. Uh-huh. But we're not threatened by that.
I'm mad for you a little bit, though. How is it a drag name made?
It has to do, and this is true for everybody, not just drag, it has to do with your own frequency. When you understand who you are uniquely, you will be able to name yourself. In fact, I believe that all babies should be called John or Jane, and then when they're 13 at their bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah, they get to choose a name.
Ooh.
You know, because by then you know what your
you know
rhythm
yourself.
Is, your frequency is. And that's, you know, a lot of the kids that I grew up with in New York, I say kids, we're in our 20s and stuff, we grew up reading Andy Warhol's Interview magazine and reading about the parties at Studio 54.
Uh-huh.
And all of his superstars who moved to New York changed their name to something and then became fabulous in the scene. So we all did that. So the club kids, all the club people, we moved to New York, changed our name to something, and that's what we were known. You know, for me, my mother named me RuPaul, and if I were smart, I would have changed my name because, you know, your name ends up on public records, and you don't really want that when you're, you know, in a sling at the gynecologist's office, you know. And,
true fact.
Yeah. So anyway, so you choose your name. Actually, RuPaul, that is my rhythm. It literally, it suits me, and it works, you know, in drag, out of drag, it's the perfect name.
I think one of the things that our show, before we have a very fun game, I want to take it down to a real level, is the differences between us as humans, I think a lot of times come because we just are misinformed and it's a lack of education. And we had Tara Jolet here, who's a little person from her show Little Women.
Yeah.
And I was very confused about like how they have sex, like all this stuff. So I do want to ask you a drag question, because I know that there's transsexuals and then there's drag queens, and then this season you have someone who's transsexual and a drag queen. How does this all, can you like break this down?
Yeah, it's very simple. Drag queens, transsexuals are focused on identity, and they identify with a certain gender, you know. Drag queens say to gender and identity, you know, it's like,
I love it.
Whatever. We're shapeshifters. Now, so there are drag queens who start off in nightclubs doing shows as showgirls, like we all are, who then realize that they too are transsexual, that they feel that their gender is kind of, not kind of, but is the wrong gender. So that's the difference. So there are showgirls who are transsexuals, and they're transsexuals who are not showgirls. The difference is really, you know, I got to tell you, you know, when I was a kid, I never fit in, and I thought, you know, I'm smart. I can figure this out. I can figure a way to fit in. And I looked at society. I looked at what it was all about, and I realized after I studied it, I want nothing to do with that. I feel I'm lucky I don't fit into that thing.
Right.
So I made a pact with myself to never buy into the matrix or never, you know, subscribe to the identity that Madison Avenue, the advertisers, want to stick on me, because they need to put us in a box so they can sell beer and shampoo to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I'm never going to fit into that box. And I never have.
Isn't that fabulous, though? Success comes from you just being authentically you.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that a wonderful thing?
It is a wonderful. It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy because you have to be a trailblazer and a frontiersman. You have to find your way. And a lot of times there's not an easy path, you know. There have been people who I've hitched my wagon to, like David Bowie and Cher and Diana Ross and people like that. But at one point, like a fuselage to a rocket, at one point you get to a certain place and that fuselage breaks off and you're out there on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You have to draw it from within.
Damn.
So wise.
Are you schooled?
I'm schooled.
I didn't come up.
Becca's never usually this quiet. She's just
true.
Over here in awe.
I didn't come up with any of this stuff, by the way. This is stuff I've collected along the way.
I'm curious.
It's like amazing.
At any point in your career, did you feel like you strayed from that path of listening to yourself and your intuition and who you are?
Sure, absolutely. There have been times, but I've caught myself, you mm-hmm. know, and this is where meditation and this is where spiritual practices come in, because, and good friends in your tribe, there have been people who said, come over here, come over here. And also listening to the universe's stage direction, you know, it says, you know, a little to the left, kiddo. Mm-hmm. And so that's been very, very, very helpful.
Yeah. Wow.
Because that's so hard, though, you know? It's like you're in show business and you're offered this job to the right, and you're like, well, it's going to pay my mortgage this mm-hmm. month. It's not really what I want to do, and it doesn't really go along with who I think I am. But, you mm-hmm. know, I got in it.
Oh, and
gosh,
it
is hard to be
I've done it. I've done those things. And, you know, and I look back and think, I'll never do that again, you know?
Mm-hmm. Or you just learn from your mistakes in that sense.
Sure, but, you know, it's still early today. I may...
You never know what's
going to
happen.
Sure, you know. But it's important to not take life too seriously. Now, the operative word there is too seriously, and you have to decide what's too seriously. But you'll make mistakes. It's okay. It's all right. You'll be fine. You know, I don't want to get too philosophical here, but there's the a few years ago, the philosopher Alan Watts became very popular. He's in the movie Her, and he's just mm-hmm. made a real, but I've been listening to him for many years, and he has a theory that what if we were you know, all dreaming, and that this is all a big dream, and that our lifetime, say, lasts 20 minutes, and every time we go to sleep, we get to choose what we're going to dream about, and that initially, when we start this, we want to be princesses and kings, and I want to be a superhero. I want to fly. And then later, as we get used to this concept, we think, you know what? Make it random. I don't want to know what it is. Surprise mm-hmm. me. And, you know, for the 20-minute dream, you might decide, I want to be a little person, or I want to be blinded, or I want to be something different, right? Because you know, at the end of the dream, you will be whole. You will mm-hmm. be. You will go unchanged. Mm-hmm. So then, life becomes not so serious. You realize I'm good no matter what, you know. Mm-hmm. And actually, I think that's what it is.
Interesting.
Oh my God! Here, hold the crystal, Rupal.
I saw
some of Spencer Pratt's crystals here. Just
hold on
to them.
I thought we were going to have a seance or something.
Oh, we might.
The seance was you.
I'm like, I don't even know what to say about
that. We're just like, the show's over. Good night. I'm high. Before we take a break before our game, I do want to talk. I did actually, in fact, F it up, everyone, because I didn't talk about Drag Kwon.
Ooh,
Drag Kwon-do.
We did not talk about Drag Kwon-do.
I actually went to junior high school with someone called Drag Kwon.
Really?
No, I'm lying.
No.
Drag Kwon in your offensive bio. We didn't talk about it, but I did see that Pheromone was there.
Yes, Pheromone. They were all there. All the queens were there.
And so tell me about it.
DragCon is our convention that we hold once a year at the L.A. Convention Center. That this year, we're actually going to be doing it in New York City.
Oh, fun.
This year, at Labor Day weekend. So all the queens were there. And it's talk about finding your tribe. You know, our show has a lot of social media activity with young people around the world. So we wanted to do something where they could meet one another, because it's magic happens when people mm-hmm. meet in person. So that's what it was. This year at the LA Convention Center, we had 40,000 people
come
to over 2 days.
Awesome.
It was
crazy.
Amazing. And it keeps growing. And I'm just excited that these young people get to, and we're talking 13-year-olds. And on up, get to come and see that there's a way to live your life outside the matrix and still be successful and still be happy and still have friends, because that's really what kids are worried about. There's so many people out there who never venture into their dream or their imagination, and this is a way to you know, prove it's possible.
Do you have a favorite child that you've birthed off Drag Race?
You know, I of course I can't. I am Mama Ru, and I can't really say. But
you love them all equally.
I love them all.
They're all special snowflakes.
Yes, but you know, we've had 113 queens come through there, and I got to tell you, in my whole career, I've been doing this for 35 years. The most proud I am is the fact that the show has launched the careers of 113 queens.
Because they can go and then get the money and get the shows and get the deals because they've been blessed by you, if you will.
Yeah, well, and the fact that the show is seen around the world, you know, they're in, I think Alyssa is right now, she's in South America somewhere. I saw a picture on something. They're traveling the world.
That's amazing.
Australia, everywhere.
So
everywhere.
Cool.
All right, when we come back, we're going to play a game of Shantae You Stay or Sashay Away.
Yes.
So me and Kelty and Jack have this new thing we're doing, and it's pretty fun, and it's one of our sponsors.
It's called Saving Ass Money. Sorry, I mean Saving Money.
Saving Money and Looking Fake Rich, which we always love. And we're doing this all with La Tote. La Tote is saving our lives because for a very low price, starting at $39 a month, you can get things sent to you, outfits, jewelry, clothing, all the things, and they're all so nice. And also the best part is when you sign up for La Tote, you do this style quiz and you point out things that you like, things you don't like. They send you things. It's like they read your mind. They know what you're going to like, and they also know what's going to fit you, which is the best part, because who hates ordering something, trying it on, and having it not fit even in the least? Everybody. So go over to latote.com, LETOTE.com, get started, and with promo code LADYGANG at checkout, you're going to get 50% off your first month. That's right, latote.com, use code LADYGANG, get 50% off your first month.
Okay, what's going on? Now, here's the LADYGANG.
Okay, we are back. Now, we love pop culture here, so we're going to have a little game. Shantae You Stay is going to be whatever we're talking about, you like it. It's a yes. Mm-hmm. It stays. Mm-hmm. Sashay Away is get it out.
Yeah.
You don't want it, okay?
Okay, all right.
Let's start. All right. I'm going to start with something we already talked about. The Instagram eyebrow. The strong in the daily wears of the life. Jack Vanek, our eyebrow connoisseur.
Well, that's the ombre. They call that the ombre, where it starts out light and it goes.
It's just very.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, not for me, so sashay away for me, but I think it looks really good on some people.
It depends. It's a stage thing. You know, if you're on stage, it works fine.
Yeah.
And what the purpose of it is to change the proportions of your face. And you can, you know, zhuzh and nudge your proportions. That's what it's about. But for every day, I don't know.
Yeah. How does that look every day?
Rue, I'm going to have to school you right now.
Uh-oh.
I'm a sucker for a rule.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to need you to actually say Shantae You Stay eyebrow or a sashay away.
Okay. All right.
Sorry. This is hard for me because you are a mother mama Rue.
I understand.
I don't want to take you to school, but I do love a rule.
Okay, since we're with Lady Gang and you guys are you're not drag queens on stage.
Yes.
For the purposes of Lady Gang, I'm going to say sashay away.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Becca? I agree.
Sashay away.
Yeah, how does that look in a real life?
But
how
I am going to say, when are we going to have someone come and do us up like drag queens? Like, I want that face.
Me too.
I want that beat. I want to see it.
I had one makeup artist do me really good with that, under eye, the baking eye, and I looked so good.
That's what I want to know.
I want to see what I could look like.
You said baking. You know it's cooking, right?
She said baking.
I said baking.
Is it not the baking?
You bake it.
Well, you bake?
You bake it. And
show us how much I know about makeup.
But it's the queens call it cooking. You cook it. You let it sit for a minute.
Right.
And I feel like when I let anything sit, it just gets into my wrinkles.
Yeah. No. It will. It depends on how it's applied. And, you know, the thing about doing drag, and this is true for everybody, boys, girls, everybody, it's like your Superman to your Clark Kent. Mm-hmm. Once you put it on, you have to be willing to know how to navigate all the energy that's going to come your way.
Mm-hmm.
Because people react so wildly at looking at you, and then you react very differently when you have it on.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you see straight guys in drag, you never know if they're going to be, you know, sort of slutty queens, or if they're going to be the coy, hi, you know, that thing.
Yeah.
It's like seeing the dark side of the moon. It's so interesting, and that's why everybody, boys and girls, should do it.
When are we doing it?
I know, we need to.
Let's put it on the calendar. Okay, a little celebrity news. J-Lo and A-Rod are together. Shantae, You Stay For Me. I love them together. I think they're the right amount of glamour. They're both from New York.
Uh-huh.
Takes a New Yorker to love a New Yorker.
Well,
I think
absolutely.
It's like a good...
You know, I'm going to say first before I say Shantae, You Stay, I'm going to say, I need to see footage of that. Because that is too good to be true.
Right? It's so good.
Yeah. Boom. It's like some beautiful things.
Oh, my God.
It's too good.
That caramel skin.
The skin.
Oh, my God.
I hope they have a baby.
Ooh. Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Call it Alonzo.
Okay, Ru. Ru's got the plan. Let's get J-Lo on the phone.
Very specific.
Becca?
I mean, Shantae, You Stay
yeah,
all day.
Shantae, You Stay.
Okay. American Idol's coming back.
It is?
Yes. On ABC.
Are they doing anything different?
I have no idea.
I mean, I haven't watched it in like 10 years, so. Sashay away.
I'm going to say Shantae, You Stay, because I do like that there's a platform.
It's called The Voice.
But the more the merrier. I feel like the more the merrier, and I'm always very touched by the people who come on and
Adam
whose lives
Lambert.
Are changed. I like that whole thing.
You know, just for the sake of leaving the door open, that maybe they might need a judge or
a host.
You know, I'm going to say Shantae, You Stay. I always get that mixed up, by the way.
You do?
I do. Shantae, I have to ask Michelle Visage. Now, what is it again?
What's
so,
I say?
I'm going to say Shantae, You Stay, and hoping that they offer me a job.
You know what? I'm going to say the same thing.
I'm changing
I know
my
if
answer.
You're going to get the offer first, but if you turn it down, then I'll take it. Shantae, You Stay for me, too.
Yeah.
Okay. You would be, I want you. Let's call J-Lo first to make a sex tape. Then we're calling the American Idol people to get Ru as the host.
Bye,
Seacrest.
This is great.
Ru's it. Okay. So I found out that now you can frame tattooed skin from your loved ones after they pass away.
Like
keep it forever.
Their skin? You take it off their body and frame it?
Mm-hmm.
I can't even talk. It's disgusting.
It's a sachet away.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
I'm going to say sachet away too.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Like there's other ways you can remember somebody.
Because it's so gross, I'm not going to hold you to the rules this time, but I'm assuming it's Becca's face.
Sachet away.
I'm horrified.
Yeah.
Okay. Wearing thongs to the Met Gala underneath see-through dresses. Ru.
I guess it depends on what the theme is. If the theme is
thong.
Slut.
if it's a horde theme,
then by all means.
If you're trying to have a homint, is how we refer to
it. We have some words that you could steal if you want.
Yes.
A homint?
A homint.
I love that. Yes.
Please use it. Make everybody use it.
No, it's all about portmanteaus. I mean, I live for portmanteaus. So anytime you smush some words together.
Oh, we have a lot.
We have a lot.
Justin Bieber's mustache is a justache.
It's a good one.
We have lots.
We're going to make a dictionary one day.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Okay.
My favorite word, by the way, of all time is Mexicatessen. Because, and now that I've said it, my brain will be saying it over and over and over because I love it so much.
What is it?
It's a Mexican delicatessen.
Oh, my God.
Mexicatessen.
Have you ever taken a drip to Sexico?
God damn it.
Yeah, and I got Montezuma's Revenge.
Okay.
I'm into it. I like sex.
What do you think about making Instagram accounts for your dogs or babies? Becca?
Oh, God.
Yours doesn't have one.
It's so hard. I'm not into it, so I'm going to say sashay away.
Shantae, You Stay, because when I get a dog, he's going to have an Instagram, and I'm going to make all
my
money off of it.
We know.
You can make, like, millions of dollars off dogs'
Instagrams. I know. For monetary reasons, I'm going to say, okay, I know I can't choose both.
Uh-huh. You can't, because that's the rule.
I wish that it wasn't a good financial decision, but sometimes it is.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to say Shantae, You Stay, just because I know how much people love their pets, and anything that brings you joy in this horrible world.
Amen.
Go for it.
I follow so many dog
Live your life.
Live your life. Prince Harry, in general.
Oh, yeah. Shantae, You Stay.
Shantae,
so hot.
You Stay.
So hot and ginge.
Yeah, Shantae, You Stay. What is it about redhead? That feels racist. It feels something's wrong
it's
with
like,
that.
There's like a, it's
Tom
like a
Hiddleston.
Yeah.
It is a fetish.
I lost my virginity to a redhead.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I love them so much.
I do
much.
Too. I was like obsessed.
Should we be, is it wrong for that? It feels wrong.
Like we've put them in another box.
Yeah.
Like the redheads over there.
Yeah.
In the cage.
The gingers. The sideshow. The gingers. strangers.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Because no one wants to make out with them in middle school.
And also, either redheads are, like, not cute or they're really hot. There's no middle ground.
Like Michael Fassbender.
I think he's starting to lose his hair, though.
Is he? Well, he is. I mean, the balding is in their family. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Is he? Because the brother is, but is he?
I think he has a good hairline. Does he not?
He should get the surgery now before it goes.
He needs the surgery.
Oh, yeah.
He needs the
hair transplant. Yeah, before it.
Yeah, before it's
like
gone too far.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, last one. The 90s Steve Madden shoe is back. If you remember it, I will describe it in great detail.
I know which
one. It is a black platform. And then it has a stretchy spandex, wide, like a flip flop,
say no more,
like a sandal.
Exactly,
and you walked in high, you walked down the, and then it was always like, slap. It's back. Refinery 29 said it.
They're also like a very, like it's a low.
Gross. Platform. I had a leopard print one.
I have many, many.
I'm going to say sachet away
in your flip-flops.
And don't they say if you wore it once,
you can't
you're
wear it
too
again.
Old to wear it the second time?
I'm really sad about all these resurgences of trends that I want to try, but I can't because I already have done it.
Yeah.
But see, you guys are young, and what happens is you see this over and over again throughout your life.
How many times have you seen a choker, Rue?
Oh, my God.
All the chokers.
If I had a nickel. But I remember when I was a kid, I remember telling my mother, well, bell bottoms are the thing. I mean, they're everything. She says, you know, they're not new. And I was like, get out of here. She said, no, they were in the 30s. Sailors wore them in the 30s. Yeah. And I'm going to teach you marketing 101. Someone turns 18 every single day. So you know what you do for them? You sell them a pair of bell bottoms.
Done.
That's what you do.
That's amazing.
You know what? Why are we wasting our time doing this podcast?
We could be bell bottom
connoisseurs. We've got 5 foot nothing Becca to model them. She looks amazing
Here
in a
I
bell.
Am.
Doesn't make her look small and stumpy at all.
Never.
Not stumps at all. 0% stumps.
Nope. Won't see those on me.
I love a good bell bottom.
Yes, you do. With a crop top.
Yep. Imagine that.
She's 85. Yeah. Okay, when we come back. Since we've already been enlightened and we're floating above this table by Rue, he is going to help you fix your lives during Ask the Lady Gang. We'll be right back.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
And we're back.
Before we start Ask the Lady Gang, if you guys want 20% off jackpanic.com, use code LADY. Did I say that right?
Lady Gang. Yeah, you did. It's your store. I don't know, girl.
I thought I said ladygang.com. Anyways, okay, so for this part of
whatever,
podcast,
buy a t-shirt, jackpanic.com.
I don't think anyone's buying anything this week.
No.
They don't know
it's
where
a bad week
go.
For you. Just want to go.
Bad week. I didn't make a sale. So for this part of the podcast, you're going to help us answer our Lady Gang listeners' questions.
Okay, so only if you're ready for some real truth.
No, we want you to get
go
real.
In.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Don't
tough love.
Yes.
We like tough love here.
Good.
We love it.
We do.
We tell a lot of girls to wake the up.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Okay, our first question comes from Olivia. And Olivia says, my husband and I have issues like all couples, but for some reason I decided I shouldn't air those issues with my friends. However, lately I feel like I'm driving myself insane by not venting to anybody. Oof. I want to talk to my friends about things that are bothering me, but I don't want them to hate my husband. What should I do?
You want me to answer this?
Yes.
Do not tell your friends about what's going on in your marriage. It is a recipe for disaster. Get yourself a therapist because, you know, I grew up with all girls. I come from an all female family. I understand, they say that women work problems out by just, you know, bouncing them off the walls and saying them out loud. They don't necessarily want you to respond or say, why don't you do this? Mm-hmm. They just want to do it. But in doing that, you then make it open game for anyone who's listening, and you don't want to do that. You want to protect yourself. So I say, don't do that. Get yourself a therapist.
Yeah.
Because I had a friend once that was going through like a maybe divorce.
Ooh.
And she told me all the stuff and I hated the guy. And then they stayed married.
Yes.
And she's forgotten it because she loves him.
Yes.
Right.
I have not forgotten it. I still hate him.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me because now I'm like, oh, I'm going to be the auntie to your kids. Right. Like, right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And especially if, like, I don't know, if you know some shit is really going down.
Yeah.
And that, like, it's, you're maybe making a wrong decision. Yeah. By telling your friends and then possibly staying is not good.
Sure. And then you're so mad at your friend that stays.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Why am I friends with you? I don't even like you.
Right.
You make horrible decisions.
If she was going to choose, she's going to choose him.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's got the, you know what.
Boom.
Got the dick.
Okay. He's got the Sexico.
Oh, my God.
That's a place, not a thing, Kelty.
She doesn't understand her
own. He takes
own
you on a trip to Sexico.
Yes, there exactly.
You go. He gives you a home and
all-inclusive.
All-inclusive trip
a cruise to Sexico.
Yes, yes.
He takes when you are we down.
Doing a Lady Gang cruise?
He Sexico? Takes you down to Sexico.
That yes. Is that is our Lady Gang cruise. We're going to Sexico.
Yeah, yes. We are.
Como se llama.
It's too much.
Okay, our second question comes from Abby. Abby says, I really struggle with my body image. I don't consider myself fat, but I've always had boobs and thighs. As a girl in her mid-20s, I want to be confident in my own skin. I try to work out, eat in moderation, and still try to treat myself every now and then. How do I learn to appreciate my body for what it is?
Okay, well, this is the thing. You know, our perception is skewed. This is, you know, when a plane takes off into the horizon, it looks like it's getting smaller and smaller. But trust me, it's not getting smaller and smaller. It's just from where you're standing, it looks like it's getting smaller and smaller. So the key here is to change your perception. Abby has a warped perception of herself. Because when you talk to me, a black man, yeah, I may be gay, but I'm still a black man. You know what I like? I like a big ass.
Mm-hmm.
I like thighs. I like. Can I say
titties?
I like two tiggo bitties, and you know, and I don't. I like that on a man too. You know,
yeah.
So, unfortunately, you know, young women, your generation, all generations are you know bullied into the fashion magazines and all that kind of stuff. When the reality of it is, maybe your other girlfriends who read those magazines don't appreciate you, but men. And real humans who are in touch with their own sexuality, they love it.
Mm-hmm.
I give me some cellulite. I love it all. I like a big fat.
I'm blushing.
It's amazing.
Oh my God, he took us to church and then he took us to the brothel.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, no, that was.
That's right. Amazing. Next stop, Sexico.
Going back to sex again.
Yeah, that's right.
I will say this. You know what? You spend enough time hating yourself. And then you get old and you start having a double chin anyway and it all goes to hell. So just like really don't spend your whole 20s hating yourself because you're the most beautiful you will probably ever be
in your life.
Your body is
going to be the best it is.
Trust me. It only gets worse.
Yeah. And you'll look back at pictures of yourself and go, what was I thinking?
That's so beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Yeah. Okay. Our last question comes.
I nearly cried looking at an old photo of myself.
In what? In a good way or a
no,
bad way?
No, sadness. Like, you just so, be so young and vibrant in my 20s and not a care in the world.
Yeah.
I'm poor. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm scared. Mm. Okay. Our last question comes from Serena. Serena says, I have a very small group of girls who are my closest friends. They're like sisters to me. However, lately it feels like I'm losing a lot of them. One of my friends is having a baby next month. Another is moving to Australia to live with her boyfriend. And I have one who just likes to stay home with her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I hate making new friends, but I think it's time for me to get out there and meet new people. Do you ladies have any tips for meeting new people and creating new friendships?
I hate people.
Yeah, I so hate people. Mm. But this, you know, I ran into, this sounds so star effer, but I saw Mia Farrow recently, and I told her, I said, you know what, you said something years ago that stuck with me, which is getting older is about accepting loss because, you know, as you get older, things just fall away. They mm-hmm. fall away, and, you know, and it's a fact of life. But, you know, in terms of meeting new people, what you do is you go to classes. You go to yoga classes. You take, if you have the time, you know, you try to put yourself in different places. But it's just a fact of life that things change. Some people will stay forever and it, for whatever reason. But it's the heartbreak of being on this planet, you know?
And I think also, you know, as we get older and you get relationships and start families and stuff, you don't really have that much time to be seeing people all the time.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, two of my best friends live in New York and I haven't seen them in over a year yet. Mm. I talk to them every day and they're still a support system to me.
Yeah.
So as you have those people in your life at all, then you're luckier than a lot of other people.
Yeah, I gotta say, you know, I haven't smoked a joint in 18 years, but for years I was a wake and baker. So I had lots of friends back then because it really didn't matter. It's like, oh, come on over. Well, yeah, who's got a joint? Let's go find, you know.
Yeah.
So we had all these friends, but, as you get older, you know, and you have to go to work and you have to do things, I don't do that anymore. And first of all, I don't have the time for a lot of friends. I used to have game nights over at my house, and we would play charades and dirty charades and taboo, all that kind of stuff. But not so much anymore because I work all the time, you know. And again, I am an introvert masquerading as an extrovert. Mm-hmm. I'm not the social person you might think I am. People really get on my nerves, you know. But I can do it. I know how to do it.
I think a lot of people in Hollywood are that way.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely that way.
I'm 100% that way. Unless you're paying me, it's not turned on.
Sure. Yeah. It's expensive, but...
You'll be entertained, but honey, it ain't cheap.
It'll be worth it.
Yeah.
But it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
Real. It is just an honor to have you here.
It really is.
I know.
Truly.
You've changed our lives.
You really have. And there's so many girls around the world that are listening to your words that you're going to impact on this Fair Tuesday. But bitches, do not forget to watch Drag Race.
Yes.
So VH1, good. Fridays, 8 p.m.
Yes. Yes.
I have to subscribe to it on iTunes, and I bought it like $29 for the season, and then I get the new episode every Friday when it comes out, or Saturday morning or whatever.
Great.
Anyway. sorry. Uh-huh. He's like, follow Ru on Instagram. It's RuPaul Official.
Uh-huh.
Put the official after because he's real fancy. Is there anything else we want? What do we need to buy?
On Twitter. You know, I do the Instagram, but I'm old school, so I'm still mostly on Twitter. But
okay.
You can go to iTunes and get my latest album called American, which is one of my best albums ever, and I'm so proud of it.
Can I just tell one story really quick? I know it's the end of the show. Oh, God, I just forgot until you said that I needed to tell you this while we're sitting here. Okay, so... RuPaul means so much to me because when I was like in fifth grade, I was at a dance convention in one of those big hotel rooms and they clean out the whole conference area. And there was a first ever dance instructor that was a boy and his name was Raj Kapoor. And Raj was teaching us across the floor, pas de bourrée, this like little three-step thing. And we were doing it to your song, Turn to the Left. Now turn to the right. Now everything looks good. And I have this vivid, vivid memory of growing up and this moment where I was like, turn to the left. And I was like really living to your song. And it was like, and I thought I was like on the Broadway. Like it was like Little Sherwood Park, Alberta with like the crappy dancers of Canada.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, and Raj looked at me and goes, that was good.
Ooh.
And I was like, turn to the left, turn to the right. Anyway, it's like one of, you know, you have like a handful of growing up memories.
It's like little gifs.
You know? Really are the soundtrack to that. Like the first time I felt like in my body and I was a dog.
That's cute.
Anyway.
Well, then I guess you're going to have to get this new one because
yes.
I want to see what that does to you.
I know.
Yes.
I can't imagine what little dance will do to it.
There we go.
Yeah.
Guys, make sure to follow us on Instagram at The Lady Gang and follow Becca, the bitch who just is at Becca,
That's number one. Share.
At Jack Vanek, at Kelty Knight. And make sure you go to iTunes and while you're buying Rue's new album, please subscribe to us, The Lady Gang, and visit our site, theladygang.com. And we will see you next Tuesday. Yay!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's. macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at macy's.com/purpose.